before we get into all the exciting things about the Country Music Alberta Awards, I have to ask, how was 2022 for you? What have you been getting up to?
I had a baby, and he's the greatest thing that's ever happened to me. We went through the whole pregnancy with the wife, and she was absolutely amazing. And then I had to go away on tour for a month and a half, like right before the pregnancy. So luckily for me, I had an absolute rock of a wife that just absolutely crushed it. And yeah, she was incredible. So that's what I've been up to. I went on tour last year. I had a baby. It's been a pretty wild thing.
Yeah, 2022 was pretty wild for you, I'm assuming then.
Yeah.
And your new song, Let Me Down Easy, we have been playing it here on the station quite a bit. Can you tell us a bit on what it's about?
Well, listen, if anybody who's ever who's followed me or my career, they know me as happy-go-lucky, good vibes only, needs a hug all the time. Like, that's me in a nutshell, you know what I'm saying? And so for me to put out a song, like a breakup song, pretty crazy. A little bit out of my wheelhouse, but I fell in love with the song. Obviously, I always have this motto where I'll never put out a song that doesn't make me feel something or I can't relate to. So obviously with this one, it was, it was from the heart. I'm hoping that people just related to it as I did when I first heard it. And you know, it's just a little bit of a different vibe. I hope they still know I'm still happy and go lucky, good old me.
Let's get to the super exciting part. You are co-hosting the Country Music Alberta Awards this weekend with Haley Benedict. Are you nervous? Have you ever co-hosted anything before?
I have never hosted much. Not that I can remember. I've done some things, like I presented some awards and, you know, I've read a prompter before. So hopefully my 2 times doing that have prepared me in life enough for my moment like this.
Honestly, I could never read off a teleprompter. So if you can do that, I think you will do great co-hosting.
Well, I sure hope so, because I'm now all of a sudden Brooklyn. I'm starting to feel it.
No, you're so good. Honestly, it's going to be this whole adrenaline rush. And then after, you're just going to want to do it again.
You're right. Yeah, that's usually how it goes down.
At the end of my interviews, I have about 3 rapid-fire questions. You have to answer with the first thing that comes to the top of your head. Do you think you can do it?
Yes, but I will warn you, when you're asking me questions, there's really no short answers because I talk way too much, and I'm sorry about it. All right, B, I'm ready for you.
All right, first question. Who would play you in a movie and why?
Oh, man. I don't need to. Michael B. Jordan would play young me or middle-aged me, and then Denzel would play me as a dad.
That is a very good answer. I like how you gave me 2.
Yeah,
because that's perfect.
You know, I there's lots of stages in my life. I gotta portray them all.
That is true.
You know?
Yes. And what is your go-to karaoke song?
7 Days by Craig David.
See, that was a really quick answer. You got this.
Yeah, I know. I sang it for my lady twice. And she loved it. And since then, it has been every time we go out or used to go out. We don't really do that much now since we had a kid. But that is my go-to karaoke song.
That's the go-to, as it should be. And then the last one, it's a little bit hard. Hopefully, you can answer this right on the spot. Are you ready?
Okay.
All right.
I'm ready.
Where can we find you on social media?
It's too hard. I don't know.
Oh, man. I stumped
you. You know, you follow me. I'm everywhere. I'm everywhere. Y'all follow me. And I started a new page for me and my little man because, shoot, we just a couple of good guys. So if y'all want to follow us, we do fun things every day, and we post funny pictures. And my kid is just the sweetest little guy. So you follow us. It's just a couple good guys.